Okay, we're up to Daf Nun Aleph Amud Aleph, two dots. So the Gemara, who Yosem? We're talking about whether a girl gets from a talcum lekarka. Who Yosem? The Yisaimer. There was both a boy and a girl. Orphans. Also, the Kamei Rava, they came before Rava. Amaluhu Rava. Rava said, "Now we don't give a girl from a talcum, but what we should do is Haluli Yosem Bishvil Yisaimer. Give extra to the Yosem." And then, from that excess, you will feed his sister as well. Am le rabban le rove v'amaru de ama, you yourself ruled before, mi mekar koi v'loi mi metaltaloi. You yourself ruled that we only give to the mezoinis if it's from the assets of the father karke, but not from the metaltaloi. Bein le mezoina, whether it comes to the mezoinis, bein le ksuva, when it comes to paying le ksuva, she only collects from karke. So only at the kona from the goinim that you collect metaltaloi. Bein le panasa, whether it's to make sure she gets married, a dowry. Amalu, I'll tell you the logic, very simple. Because they're both orphans, what happens? Ilu rotza shivcha l'shamshay. The boy says, I want a woman to take care of me. You would give him extra money so that he can pay for a woman. So now that he wants a sister to serve him. And meanwhile, he killed two birds with one stone. It's a sister, plus he has a shamash. Of course he can. Mila yavin, you wouldn't give him. It's koshken hachadikatarti. Surely we hear that you have both sister and mishama. Surely that's the way to do it. So you give him excess, and we'll give it to the sister as if she was serving him. Says the Gemara, right? Tell him what we learned. Echod nechosim. We learned the braise as follows. Whether it's estate, sheyesh lenechrayis. Whether it's property, echod nechosim sheein lechrayis. When you sell it, there's no responsibility. Because it's only portable. It's metaltlin. Moitzin. We take her out. Le mazon for food. Ish of a woman. Le banis for a daughter. We take food from karka and metaltlin. So now we are saying it's a machlikas tanoim. Whether a girl is entitled to get her sustenance after her father passes away from metaltlin. So it's clearly here that even metaltlin, you take out food for the woman and for her daughters. That's the opinion of Rebbe. However, Rabbi Shimon Lazar says, no. Nechasim sheyesh lecha, you're talking about property, maitziyin lebana yismin abana, if you have limited amount of property, you take away from the sons and you give it to the daughter, to feed the daughter, and to what? Make sure she has a dowry. Ulebanais min habanais. And you give it to the younger girls for the older girls. Let's say there's a limited amount of food. The younger girls get first. Ulebanim min habanim, if you only have limited funds again, so you give it to the younger kids, not the older kids go and schnar, because they're able to. And and to the sons, you take out from the daughter, ben Chasim Rubin. If there's a big estate, then you have to feed the daughters as well. However, there's only limited funds, then the girls are the only ones to get it, and the boys don't get anything. So we had before, Takanere, we give it to the girls, not to the boys. That's all talking about property. However, says Rabbi Shimon Lazar, Nechasim She'en Lamechais, if Metalklin, Moitzin lebonim min abonis. When it comes to metaltlin, we will take out from the old ones, give it to the young ones. Ulebonis min abonis, take out from the old ones, give it to the young ones. Ulebonim min abonis, we'll give it to the sons and not to the daughters. Avaloi lebonis min abonim. We don't give it to the daughters for the son, because metaltlin we don't give to the daughters. So we see clearly from here, machlekes between Rebbe and Shimon Lazar, if girls get their panasa, their food from metaltlin. Avagav the kaim halach Rebbe, generally we have a rule. The halach Rebbe chaveira hoch over here. The halach is kreb Shimon Lazar. Here the halach is Shimon Lazar. Rama Rava said hilchas the halach is mimekar koi v'loy mimetalkali. The halach is that you only give mezainas to a girl from property and not from metalkin. Bein l'ksuva, bein l'mezainas, bein l'panasa. Whether it's a ksuva, she's only entitled to the property. Whether it's food for the girls or whether it is panasa dowry, we're up to the Mishnah. Mishnah. What about loy kasav lo ksuva? Let's say you didn't write any ksuva at all. His besula is entitled automatically to be here before Gavin Messiah collects $200. While mona, it's like a tonight bezin, a maisa bezin. Mona is entitled to 100. Why nature tonight bezin? This is like a bezin's halacha. Every girl who gets married is entitled to something. The question is how much? What about cost of law? He wrote in the shksuva, I am going to commit this particular field to you. And this is, she's a psula, entitled $200, but that field happened to be worth only $100. And he says, cost of law, sada, shavamon, tachem, science, with here. This field of $100, that's the field you're getting for the shksuva. V'le kosov lo, and he didn't write, kol nechosim di isli achroin l'ksuv v'saych. He didn't say to her, everything that I own is committed to you. He said, I'm only committing one field that's worth $100 for your $200 ksuv. Chayiv. The fact of the matter is that all of the nechosim are committed to the thing because you owe her $200. You can't opt out of it. Why? You should tonight bezin. So tonight bezin, and everything that you have is committed. What about Loy Kosla? He did not write in the ksuva, which used to be written, Im tish taboy, if you get kidnapped, if you're taken captive. Afakinich, I will redeem you, v'aisvinuch lilint, and I'll take you back as a wife. If he didn't write that, now, by Yisrael, if she's kidnapped, even if she was raped, he can still, it's not her fault, so he can take her back. However, by Kehenes, you cannot take her back, because even if she's raped, she's asr. But he still have to redeem her. If he didn't write in the ksuva, v'kehenes, ahadrinuch lemedinosch, I will redeem you and send you back to your family where you came from. Chayiv, regardless, even though you didn't write that in the ksuva, it's a tanai bezin, and you have to do it. So tanai bezin, these are all dinim that bezin foisted upon you. So regardless of whether you included in the ksuva or not, these are all chayuvim that you have to comply with. What about nishbis? Let's say she got kidnapped. Chayiv, she was livdoisa, he must redeem her. V'im amman, if he says to her, look, I don't want you to be my wife anymore. How'd I get to? Here's your divorce. Uk suvasa, here's your $200 suva, and that's it. It's your problem if you get out. They want $400, you got to find the other $200. I'm no longer obligated to you because you're no longer my wife. The question is, can he say that? V'tiv tizal redeem himself, ain't he can't say. Why not? Because he was, when she was taken captive, he was still a wife, so he was Rebbe Chuyiv then to redeem her. Now you're trying to get out of it, you can't extricate yourself from it. Let's say she becomes sick. Chai l'refoisa, he has to heal her. But here's different. Here he could say, look, you're no longer my wife. You take care of your own medical bills. Omar hare gitu ksuvasa. Here's your get and here's a ksuva. Tirpe is atzman. Go ahead and cure yourself. Rashoi. Because now that you're divorced, my divorced wife, I no longer have to take care of you. I no longer have to heal you. He could, not a mensch, but he could divorce her because now the chiyuv is now, and you know my wife, why should I heal you right now today? Yeah, kidnapping the chiyuv became the moment you put in the ksuv that I when you get kidnapped. So I can divorce you today, but the chiyuv, I had to redeem you where he was back then. Medical bills is an ongoing thing, but you're no longer my wife, so.
Yeah, but the reason for divorcing can be because she's sick.
He's not a mensch, but yes. It happens. It happens all the time. Gemara. Says the Gemara, L'cheide Mani, who's the author of our Mishnah? It seems that the author of our Mishnah is a Meiri. Why do we assume the author of our Mishnah is a Meir? The Amar, it says, a Meir says, so what does our Mishnah talk about? I tried to reduce the commitment to you. $200 for Ksuva, and I put in there a field worth $100. The Meir says, Kol ha-poich is lipsul v'memasayim. If I try to make up with you and reduce it to less than $200 or amana memana or to less than $100, Harei zu be'ilas nuz. I am, it's as if she has no ksuva, and the din is you're not living with your wife without a ksuva. It's like the rabbanon, treat like a be'ilas nuz. In other words, you cannot reduce it. Our Mishnah says in the beginning, you cannot reduce the ksuva. I can't say I'm going to give you $100 field for $200 ksuva. I got to give you $200. Kodi Rabbi Yehuda, if our Mishnah Rabbi Yehuda, her Amar Rabbi Yehuda clearly says, I can make up with my wife, I have to write in the ksuva, I'll give you $200. But you can write there, I can add then, but she received already $100. She can write a receipt, I received $100. She never received $100, but it's as if I received $100. In other words, I'm reducing the value. I say, you want to marry me? No problem. But instead of $200, you're getting a lousy $100. If she's desperate, she'll say yes, and that's good enough. So Rabbi Ramei says you cannot tamper with the amounts of the ksuva. And Abiyuda clearly said you could reduce it by saying Kiyus Kabalti. She writes a receipt. But according to Meir, you can't do that because there has to be the full ksuva there. Ulal mona mona certain salucheda. He kaysev says Kabalti v'chacham mishnuz. Okay, so the beginning of Mishnah Meir. Now look at the sefer. The sefer says cost of losad shavu mona temes. I wrote it. I incorporated a field. It's worth $100. To have a lien against a ksuva of $200, but like kasa lo kon lechosim the easily achrayin like ksuva. I didn't include in the shtar all the properties that I have. Chayiv, nevertheless, all the properties are included. Chutanai bezin. It sounds like all the properties are included. That if I sell them, the woman can go and collect it from the kuchas. In other words, even though so, what does it mean? What? That even though in the shtar it says clearly that only one field is committed to it, will say achrayis toy seferu. If a shtar does not say in it that my field are mishabodim, nevertheless, doesn't matter. Achrayis saying that the fields are mishabodim, I'm taking responsibility as a toy sefer. You don't have to write it in because it's automatic. Every shtar automatically, I guarantee you that if somebody takes away from you, I'm going to reimburse you. So we see clearly that our mishnah holds that even though I clearly only wrote $100 shtar, all my fields I'm committed. All the fields, even your unsold. This follows Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. That's all Achrayis Toy Seferu. How can the beginning of the Mishnah be Rabbi Meir and the end of the Mishnah be Rabbi Yehuda? Now, when the rule is that sometimes we answer through, you know, it's a different time altogether, and in this Inyan he holds like Rabbi Meir, and this Inyan he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, when we don't answer, I don't know. We might could have answered here simply. Anyway, also Rabbi Yehuda, Achrayis Toy Seferu, the Meir, but doesn't Rabbi Meir hold Achrayis Lav Toy Seferu? That Meir holds that Mefedish, if you don't write a shtad if you don't write a chrayis in the shtad, then there's no responsibility. No. A chrayis lav toy seferu. I mean, intentional, and you attack my fields are not committed, you have no right to go to Lukuchas. What's the ma'isit? Now we'll learn the Mishnah. Motza shtari chayv. You found a contract lying on the ground. Reuven owes Shimon $100. Im yesh behen achrayis nechasim. Let's say the shtar says clearly that I have Reuven owes Shimon $100 and all those fields are committed to it. So that means if Reuven sells the fields, the Shimon can go to any of those fields. And Reuven now, the borrower, admits, yes, I never paid it, it belongs to Shimon. Says, Amei, we don't trust him. Maybe that Reuven and Shimon have this deal going on, the shenanigan going on, that Reuven says, yes, the shtar belongs to Shimon. Then Shimon will go, Reuven, give him $100 money. Reuven says, I'm broke. So Shimon will go to the field that Reuven sold and they'll take it back and they'll split the money. So yes, ben achrayis nechasim lo yachzir, won't go back. And why? So that if we're worried that this kenunya, why aren't you worried every time there's a shtar? The only reason why I worried here is because if you found it on the floor. The fact that you found it on the floor tells us people don't lose shtaris. Tells us maybe it was paid up already. So there's suspicion here. But stam the veltanai, if there's a loan and a shtar, we don't and the lender goes to a buyer to get in the field. We're not chayshir. Maybe it really paid back, and then there's a deal going on.
You don't normally find a mortgage document lying around in the street.
Yes, yeah, exactly. So if you found it, that means it could very well be paid. It's either Reuven's made it, it belongs to the other guy. Maybe there's something going on over here. There's something suspicious here. She bezdin nifrayin mehen, because bezdin will go and collect from the buyers. But ain't ben achrayis nechasim, it doesn't mention the achrayis, then yachzir, you do go back, she ain't bezdin nifrayin mehen, I don't want to lose it out of the buyer himself. If he admits that he owes the money, then what are you worried about? Even a mayor. Clearly here, a mayor holds that it has to be incorporated in the shtar, that you're going to pay them, but you're going to take responsibility. However, Chachamim say, and when we say Chachamim, Rabbi Yehuda is included in Chachamim, Echadzeh lo yachzeh, you never return it. Because what's the difference if he wrote commitment or not? Shebezdin nefroim, and Bezdin will always collect from him. So the Chayde, Reisha Rameyeh v'sefer Rabbi Yehuda, the beginning of Rameyeh, Rabbi Yehuda. And v'chitem, if you can tell me, Kul Rameyeh, if you can tell me, no, really, this, the time is Rameyeh, I ask me a question, how come by Ksuba? If he wanted to give a field of $100, we say it's not good enough. Because it's not good enough. That whatever you wrote in the shtar, that's always committed. No, because maybe if it's shiny, maybe there's a difference in the shtar and a ksuva. A shtar is something that I have to volunteer to take responsibility. If I didn't, I didn't. But a ksuva is something that Bezdin says you have to pay. Maybe Bezdin forces you to take responsibility. So the Gemara name, I'll prove to you that Meir holds is absolutely no different ksuva than all other shtaris. Achrayis is lav toy safer, and it's deliberate you omitted it. Mishayni lay does that make all the difference? V'hatanya, we learned Chamisha gave him in Hamuchrayim. The five people who are owed things and they have no right to go to the people who purchase the purchasers, rather only to the Nechasim, the Bnei Chayim, only to the assets of the person who owes the money himself from the debtor himself. V'eluhein, these things paydays to shvach paydays. If Reuven bought a field from Shimon, turned out to be the field was stolen. So the nigzel, the victim, can go to Reuven and take the field back. What about a Reuven invested a lot of money in the field and he improved the field? There's payders and the shevach payders and all that. The din is that he can go to the vendor and reimburse all that. But he can go to the vendor. He can go and get the value of his property from a purchaser if the vendor doesn't have the money. But he cannot get the coverage and the reimbursement for the produce and all the money invested in the field from anybody else but the nigzel, but the gazlan. Because the rule is anything which has no fixed amount, you cannot go to the purchasers because how can they be aware of it? Only in this fixed amounts they could have said, oh, well, I realized that the vendor had enough money to cover it, so I bought the field. So I'm a kabbal. If a guy said, I'll feed the son of my wife from a different husband, no basi story, the daughter of my wife from a different husband. Or we get choyv or any contract, ain't by achrayis, if there's no achrayis written there. So who says that a contract that has no achrayis, you cannot collect from purchasers? Only the mayor. And then it says, uksuvis isha she ain't by achrayis. and compares a ksuva of a woman as well. If you did not put in that ksuva that you can go to the purchases, she can't. It's not meir. Man shomle da machai lav tayi sefer. Who's one who said that achrayis is not a mistake, is deliberate, and he's meant to omit the responsibility? That meir. Uktani, and it says ksuvas isha. Compare ksuva to this. What's going back to our Mishnah? The beginning of our Mishnah, that for a meir, said that a ksuva cannot be tampered with, the amounts of the ksuva. And the end of the Mishnah seems to be that Yehuda says that I don't care what you committed, all your fields are committed to it. If you want, e bayis emor ameir, e bayis emor Rabbi Yehuda. Learn another one. E bayis emor Rabbi Yehuda. I can tell Rabbi Yehuda that what? That achray is toy sefer. I put in $100 a field. Nevertheless, all my fields are committed. I how come the reisha that Yehuda holds you allowed to tamper with a ksuva? And over here it says mefedish. If I wrote $100 on a ksuva for $200, no good. It's like I'm boil bills news. Awesome cost. Rabbi Yehuda doesn't say you can tamper with amounts. You need to write the full amount. But she can write a separate receipt and saying it's as if I received half the money. That you can do. No, but she was meichel. But Rabbi Yehuda's meida, you cannot tamper with amounts on the ksuva. You need to write in the ksuva, I'm going to give the ksuva $200, 200 zuz. I'm going to give her. If then she writes a receipt on $100, that's something else. You know, but she's meichel. But I'm not tampering. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. Awesome cost for lois kabalti. Is kabalti. Now, Mishnah told me she didn't write his kabalti. You're tampering with the mountain of the ksuva. That Rabbi Yehuda's maida is no good. When Rabbi Yehuda says all right is when she writes a receipt. Ibai same another answer. That's why you cannot tamper with the ksuva or even write a receipt. I how come it says we give you inserted? What about the commitment of a property? How come all the properties are committed? My chayiv diktani. All the Mishnah says is chayiv mecharadin. The Mishnah says Yechayiv the full 200. If I wrote a property worth 100, it's covering your ksuva. The Mishnah says Yechayiv doesn't mean that you can go to the purchaser. It means Chayiv that the vendor, that the husband, has to give you besides that property $100. You know, he wrote, "I'm giving you this property, and that's to cover your ksuva." You have to compensate for the other $100 that's missing. But from your own assets, not from the purchasers. That means my own, not sold, not unsold. No, not sold. Not in the hands of a purchaser. Mishabodim is to somebody else, and Choron is his own. So the Mishnah writes, "Loi kosev lo Amar Avu D'Shmuel." Avu D'Shmuel says, "You know, certain things he didn't write in the ksuvah. That's like ksuvah, whether you like him not to redeem her to help to get medical bills and all that." Avu D'Shmuel says an interesting thing. Eishes Yisrael Shenensa, a woman that was raped, Asura Labaila, she still can't go back to her husband, even though we learned till now that if a woman is raped by Yisro, you can go back to your husband. Here he says you cannot go back to your husband. Why does Avu D'Shmuel say you can't go back to your husband? The Chayshin, we worried, Shemat Chilasa Ba'ainez V'Sayv Ratzin. Just because you started out rape, and maybe later on, she decided she liked it, so therefore. Exactly. So Taisa asked already, what about Esther and Achashverosh? We're saying that, you know, she should live with Mordechai and Achashverosh because she was forced. Till later she said, Kasha Avadati, Avadati, because now I'm doing it willingly. But till then she was allowed to. She went to go to Memphis, she went to Mikvah, and then afterwards. So today's answer is that Esther was such a tzaddikis that we knew by her it was never Seifa Baratzen. We're talking about an average person, maybe afterwards she becomes, what's that called, syndrome? Helsinki syndrome? What's it called when you, with a kidnapper? Is that called the Helsinki syndrome? Yeah, but that's how Shmuel put an iron heart there. Shmuel's fault, not Abu Shmuel. Abu Shmuel said to Shmuel, if you'd been your daughters, we'd have been so strict. Okay. Eis ve'rav l'Avu D'Shmuel. It says in our Mishnah, we just learned right now, im tishtaboi, you say to your wife, if you get kidnapped, I will redeem you, I'll take you back as a wife. No, take you back as a wife, according to you, t'chilas v'seiv, ba'ayinaz v'ratzen z'asa. Ishtik. Avu D'Shmuel didn't answer. Kori rav olay l'Avu D'Shmuel. Rav made a comment about the father of Shmuel. Sarim otzum milim, that officers, they restrain their words. The kaf yasim l'pim, they put a hand on their mouth. In other words, if he wanted, could have answered very simply. He just didn't even bother answering you. My islam, my book could have answered very simple. Avu D'Shmuel was talking about a case where definitely she was raped. In a case where definitely she was raped, she's also the husband, because I believe chilase b'oynes b'sayf b'rotzen. Here's a svek sveker. Remember, we're talking about a case here where she was kidnapped. We don't know for a fact that anything happened, and we had before all kinds of opinions if anything happens. So there's a suffering, anything happened. And even if it happened, who said that? Therefore, sex fake is mutter. The shvuya he kilo. There was a shvuya. We don't know anything happened. That's why over there she's allowed to go back to husband. Freddy Gamora, Olavu, the Shmuel, Ein is the Shaya, Rachmana, Hechemish Kachla, according to the Shmuel, it says that a woman who was raped can go back to husband. It says in the Pasuk by Yisaita, Vihilai Nitfasa, she wasn't raped. In other words, if she would have been forced, then she'd allowed to go back to husband. According to the Shmuel, it's never possible. Because every time that there's a Chilasa, Ein is Bavasaifa Baratzen, except your Esther Amalku. That's what Rabbi Shmuel said, be Chiddish. That even if she's raped, Saifa Baratzen, she's asked the husband. Yeah. So you must like this. You know how you can tell? Going to Ka'amri Edim. You know when Rabbi Shmuel says she's allowed to go back to her husband. When Edim said that they were there, they saw the whole time. They couldn't do anything about it. She was screaming. She was fighting it mitchilas of atzayf. But if she wasn't fighting it from the beginning till the end, we assume that tzayfah baratzim. However, please, Rabbi, this argues with Rabbi. Rava holds very interesting things.
Shouldn't the premise be the other way around?
Oh boy.
The Shalei Baratzain, even with Chalav Asayf?
Your Lubavitch is through and through. That's what Rava's going to say here. Hold on, please, Rava. Rava said, Kol Shat Chilasa Ba'ainiz V'Sayfa Baratzain. Even if you're right, that's Sayfa Baratzain. Even if you're right, that's not called Ratzain. Afilu with Nachmed, he I met us. Later on, she says, what are you taking away? They're dragging him off him. Her offer. She says, no, leave him. Even if he wouldn't have forced me, she said, I would have hired a person like him to be with me. Muteris. Why? My time of Yetzer Albusha. She never would have started in the beginning, but now that he forced himself upon her, and the Yetzer Hara took over, she can't control herself. Yetzer Albusha. And therefore, even though Sefer Baratzen, that is considered, since the Lazar Ainis, the whole thing is considered an Ainis.
So the Sefer Baratzen is Lizachusa?
No, Sefer Baratzen means she can't go back to husband. Comes along, Rav, and says that this is not called Ratzen.
So Rav is saying that
it's not called Ratzen.
He uses that word. He says, even if you're going to say Sefer
Baratzen. It looks like Ratzen. But it's not Ratzin, it's Oinus, because since you started by Oinus, everything that happens afterwards is a Hemshech.
If Chilasa,
if Chilasa by Oinus. If it would be Chilasa by Ratzin, we don't say, oh, Yetzer Albusha, you should have controlled yourself. But if it started by Oinus, we say that you lost control, and he sees a positive. It's a very, very interesting psychological argument here between Shmuel.
Yeah.
Exactly. I'm saying, Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel was very tough. Yet the other time, when Shmuel was saying some things, Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel is like a split personality. Here he's tough on the woman. Last time by the Shavuot, he was so, you know, so tried to help out. Even though they were kidnapped, these women, and we didn't know what happened, but let's have it. He posted Aidim by these women when they came into town. Let's watch them, make sure they're all right. Nobody had such achmanas in the girls. And over here, he's saying, can't trust them. Rabbi Tanya will come as a rabbi, like a rabbi, the heathen, the first and the positive, she wasn't raped by a site. As long as she wasn't raped, as soon as us. Says Nebraisa, her need for us, but if she was raped, muteres, obviously not a fault. The yeshla chachedes is another woman. So even though she's not raped at the end, muteres. What other woman who wasn't raped at the end yet is muter to her husband? The eizoizu kol shet chilase ba'oynes b'sei baratzen. Even the end is baratzen, chilase ba'oynes. Therefore, she's muter to her husband. Nu zekasha and avur Shmuel. The other braises that learn other drashas than Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel will follow other braises. For example, Tan Yidol learned another braise. It says in the pasuk, "V'hi lo nitfasa, she wasn't forced." Then Asura is mashma ha nitfasa, if she was forced, muteres. The yesh loch acheres, but there's actually another woman. Sha'af apisha nitfasa, even though she was forced, Asura. This is the drasha, not likula lechumra. There's another woman that was raped, and yet she's Asura. Who's that? The wife of a Kayin, even though she was raped from beginning to the end, unfortunately she cannot go back to her husband. She's a Zayna, can't go back to her husband. And even if she was married to Yisrael at the time, she can never marry a Kayin in the future either. Amar Avinu Mishmol, Avinu Zayna Mishmol. And Taita says, Avudu Shmuel, when he's saying that we're worried, doesn't only mean Stamach Shash, he means Mahatayla we're worried, because we're forcing her not to go back to her husband. So it's a suffering matayda. That's how strict he is. Another braisa, another drasha. Vehi lo nitfasa. She wasn't forced. Asura. She's asa. Ha nitfasa. But if she was forced, mutede. She's prepared to go back to her husband. The yeshlech is another woman. If she wasn't forced, mutede. Ve'ezozu. Another woman that willingly, from beginning to the end, not just at the end, with beginning to the end, had a relationship with another man while she's a married woman, and yet she can go back. She's not asa. Why? What kind of woman are you talking about? Kedusha, Kedushitas. What happens if Reuven married a woman on the condition that he'll give her $1,000 within 12 months? They lived together, husband and wife. She had a kid. And 12 months came by and never gave the $100,000. She's no longer married to him. And in fact, she was never married to him. So if she had an extramarital affair during those 12 months, she's not a Zayna, she's not nothing, she won't get killed, nothing. She's not a Zayna, she's going to live with a Kohen. Her kid is out of wedlock. Talking about no relationship, finished. There's no need to get.
So how did she have
Tashmish? So she had to know, Panuya, that's all it was.
She was not married the whole time.
She thought she was. It turned out to be that retrospectively it wasn't a marriage.
But because of that, she's not married the whole time.
So the kid's born out of wedlock. Out of wedlock. Even according to Rabbi Kiva, what's a love? Yes. Nothing here. No love, I'll tell you anything. Pona boy panuya, the only one who holds that pona boy panuya is Rabbi Lozer. Not Rabbi Kiva, Rabbi Lozer. And we don't pass like him. No. Nothing. If anything, it's a pagam, which means there may be a problem with the coin. That's it. Shafila b'na mukav akseifa. She has a kid on her shoulder. Mam enes vaylechazla. She turns around and walks out. Omer v'yuzeru the hani noshi gonvu. These women that were kidnapped, shari l'gavraya, are permitted to the husbands. Amri l'rabban l'rabiyuda. The rabban said l'rabiyuda. In other words, if a woman was taken by a bunch of robbers, bandits, even though they might have used her, if she was raped, she can go back to husband. Amri l'rabiyuda will come to l'nama. But we see that they're behaving. Look, we see them serving them, feeding them, and cooking for them. They're scared for their lives. It doesn't prove that they like them. Welcome, Mishachal Ugidi. We see when these robbers are having fights with other bandits, these women are there helping them, giving them the arrows and giving them all the ammunition. Mach Masida. Again, they're doing it out of fright. Doesn't mean anything. But Vaday, I agree with you one thing. Shafkinu, the robber, said to these women, you can go back home. And Va'ozul Merashai, they came right back to these robbers. I'd rather be with you guys, more fun than with my husband. Then Asida, and obviously they're willing. Torah, we learn Shvuyim Malchus. Those women are kidnapped by the king, like Achashverosh. Harei Henkish Shvuyim. They're the kidnapped, and we don't believe the Beratzim because they don't ever expect to become the queen. Because of thousands of other women that the king can get. Why would she be picked? Or the Genuvei listas, if they were stolen by robbers, when they don't have too many women, then these women think that maybe I'll fall in love with this guy. I'll become his wife. And I'll be treated like the first wife, first lady. Einan Kishvuyim. Here he's saying this is the Helsinki principle. He's saying what? That they like him. Sorry, even though they were kidnapped, they liked them eventually, and they want to be married. So Malchus, the Kasha. If Achashverosh is the king, you know, have no expectations of ever becoming his wife, so then you were forced all the time, you don't want to. Hab Malchus ben Netzer. Ben Netzer was a bandit who ruled over a couple of cities. Malchus ben Netzer, there you think that maybe if I'll be nice to him, I'll marry him, I'll be very lucky, I'll live a good life. Then she's us. Listas al Lisla Kasha. Haba ben Netzer was the head of the robbers. He wants to be with him. So he's Asr. Haba Listam, Astam, a small group of robbers. You don't want to live with them. Ben Netzer, from your mother, Hasam Karli Melech. There, when we talk about kings, you compare Achashverosh to Ben Netzer. And Bahacha Karlistam, here you compare different groups of robbers. You can compare Ben Netzer again. What's going on here? You want African in? Yes. Gabe Achash, you compare to Achashverosh, Listimu. He's considered a robber because he only owned a few villages. Gabe Listam, Amla Melech, compared to an ordinary robber, he's much bigger and he's a king. Think tomorrow, Mitzvah Shabbat.